Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. boosts efforts to help Syrian refugees. The United States will spend additional resources to speed up background checks in order to help deal with the increase in Syrian refugees who are seeking asylum in the country. VOA's Pam Dawkins reports.
State Department spokesman Mark Toner says while the United States has stepped up its ability to process the refugees, they still need to be thoroughly vetted.
There's a lot of terrorist groups operating in that region and that part of the world, and we need to make sure that fundamentally that we protect the national security of the United States of America.
He says the total number of Syrian refugees admitted to the United States since the start of the country's crisis in 2011 is expected to reach 1,800 by the end of October. Toner says ultimately what is needed is a political solution to Syria's crisis. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
The three-year-old migrant Syrian boy whose dead body was found on a Turkish beach when his boat sank was identified Thursday as Aylan Kurdi. The photograph of Aylan, dressed in a red T-shirt and sneakers, lying face down in the surf, ran on front pages across the globe and on social media. A Guatemalan judge ordered former President Otto Perez Molina to remain in detention as a court considers whether to try him on corruption charges. Perez Molina resigned Thursday, hours after lawmakers stripped him of immunity from prosecution in a corruption scandal involving telephone calls that were wiretapped, appearing to implicate him. The World Health Organization again declared Liberia Ebola-free after 42 days without a laboratory-confirmed case of the deadly virus. Liberia now goes into a 90-day period of what the WHO called heightened surveillance, watching for any recurrence. This is VOA News. Former Congolese rebel leader Bosco Ntaganda denied being a killer and a war criminal Thursday while he spoke at his trial in The Hague. Ntaganda acknowledged being nicknamed the Terminator, but said, in his words, "That is not me." But ICC prosecutors say Ntaganda commanded a rebel group that 12 years ago killed, raped, and exploited people in Congo's Ituri province. Officials from more than 30 nations and 40 international organizations are in Kabul for a two-day regional conference to discuss ways of rebuilding Afghanistan's finances. Ayaz Ghul has details.
The meeting, known as RICAB, comes as unemployment rises in Afghanistan, adding to its security challenges. Deputy Foreign Minister Hikmat Khalil Karzai emphasized the need for enhanced regional economic and transportation cooperation.
Our engagement with our partners should not be perceived as opposing the interest of another partner.
Karzai did not name any country, but was apparently responding to concerns that India and neighboring Pakistan are engaged in a proxy war on Afghan soil in their bid to influence security-related matters, though both the rival nations deny the impression. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
Pakistani officials say they plan to ask Afghan officials Friday whether Kabul is interested in resuming peace talks with the Taliban. The meeting, coming on the sidelines of an International Economic Cooperation Conference in Kabul, is almost a month after peace talks broke down following news that Taliban leader Mullah Omar had died 2 years before in Pakistan. U.S. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump signed a party pledge Thursday to support the eventual Republican presidential nominee and not run as a third-party candidate.
The best way for the Republicans to win is if I win the nomination and go directly against whoever they happen to put up. And for that reason, I have signed the pledge.
Mr. Trump signed the pledge at his Trump Tower building in New York during a meeting with Republican Party Chairman Rance Priebus. In the first Republican debate last month, Mr. Trump was the only contender on stage who refused to pledge a support of the eventual nominee and the only one not to rule out a third-party bid. A U.S. federal judge in the central state of Kentucky Thursday ordered a county clerk to jail for contempt of court after she refused an order to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis defied a U.S. Supreme Court order to sign the marriage permits, saying it violates her religious beliefs. In the meantime, five of her six deputy clerks say they will carry out the judge's ruling, and if they don't, they face jail time themselves. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.